Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorbin. Good morning, Randy. We have an update on the local labor picture.
Yeah, good morning, Beth. And of course, that picture has been somewhat cloudy, to say the least, since the pandemic began. The latest numbers on job growth from the State Labor Department continue to show a loss of jobs when you compare year over year. The Rochester Metro lost just about 47,000 jobs in October compared to a year ago. That's about a 10% drop. But the job losses have been trending better over the last few months. They're not quite as steep as they were earlier during the pandemic. As you might guess, the sector of the economy taking the biggest hit statewide was leisure and hospitality. The number of jobs in that sector down 34% in October compared to a year ago. A group of local business and other leaders gathering last week, hosting an event that showcased 9 digital health technology companies from Israel. The idea was to have local companies, especially those in healthcare and technology, collaborate and perhaps form partnerships with these Israeli companies. One of the organizers is Al Kanell of Strategic Interests. That is a healthcare consulting firm. He notes that Israel already has a lot of expertise in various kinds of healthcare technologies, and so does Rochester, especially as it relates to areas like imaging. Kanell says last week's meeting hopefully will lead to some investment involving local companies and startups in Israel.
Joint investment, perhaps getting some people here in our area to invest in companies, and largely with a long-term goal, hoping that some of them establish either headquarters or operations in our region to create jobs.
Kanell says an eventual goal is to have this partnership with Israeli companies be broadened to include other upstate cities, including Buffalo, Syracuse, Ithaca, and Binghamton. The Genesee Brewery in Rochester announced recently they're adding 50 jobs or more, including both union and management positions. The company embarking on a $50 million modernization project 2 years ago. Spokesperson Mary Beth Pop says they've seen sales increase related to that project, but like many similar businesses, they also face challenges because of the pandemic.
As you can imagine, our bar and restaurant business is down, but in other areas like grocery, convenience stores, we're seeing an uptick in sales. So it's just the way that people are buying our products are a little bit different than they were in the past.
Genesee has seen growth in products like its specialty brands. That's things like Cream Ale, Honey Brown Lager, and Ruby Red Kolsch. They now employ more than 560 people in Rochester. And a big happy birthday to ESL Federal Credit Union. Last week, they marked 100 years since their founding. The company started by George Eastman as the Eastman Savings and Loan Association. It was initially chartered as a vehicle to encourage thrift among Eastman Kodak employees. Today, ESL has more than $8 billion in assets, employs more than 870 people. They've got a 22-branch network, and they say they are committed to future construction of branches in traditionally underbanked neighborhoods. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.